Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning, Gomar. How are you?
I'm fine. There's a lot I want to talk to you about, but first of all, notice a change in the football schedule lately, and what was North Alabama coming in on that Thursday night for the first game is now the University of Faith.
It is, and Faith is what actually got us to this 11th game, because we had a situation, the trickle-down effect from the highest level of competitive football. The University of Auburn, Auburn University bought out Jacksonville State for a September game, and this happened in February, March. Jacksonville State wanted to play North Alabama, so Jacksonville State basically paid North Alabama the buyout money to pay us. Now, thankfully, Mark Linder, the athletic director, classy person at North Alabama, we've actually deferred the series. He just, you know, had an in-state rival, chance to play the game, a game they can win as a D2 playing an FCS school. So we deferred the series, so that left me scrambling a little bit. And that mid to late March, I didn't sleep very much and was on the phone with 71 different schools trying to find a suitable opponent at all different levels, from FCS all the way to Division III. And just that late in the game, less than 6 months from kickoff, we were very, very fortunate that Faith was available. They're a Christian-based school that they're not in a conference, or they've played some schools that regionally. Some people may be familiar with Houston Baptist, Southeastern Louisiana.
Yeah,
played actually Austin College a couple of years ago. So,
but this is how college football works, isn't it? Went from Auburn to Jacksonville State to North Alabama to A&M Commerce to the University of Faith.
It's chestnut checkers.
Boy, interesting. But now, and the date of that game is
September 1st. We're inside of a month now.
Right. So that's a Thursday night game.
7 p.m.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. We're talking with Athletic Director, A&M Commerce Athletic Director, Tim McMurray. All right. So we were also going to talk about, and I was reading your summary of the 2015-16 year on the website, very informative. And one thing you were talking about in there was the Thrower Center. And I bet a lot of people don't know about that, but that's a great facility for your athletes.
James Thrower Sr., inducted in the Hall of Fame here in 2010, successful NFL career, even more successful business career, owns several McDonald's and several McDonald's franchises in both the New Orleans and the Detroit area, and spends time back and forth equally, has some family up in Michigan as well. Made a significant contribution to help us build basically a student-athlete success center. It's where our kids can study, they can get advised academically to make sure they're maintaining their NCAA eligibility. Judy Sackfield is now our Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student-Athlete Success. And what Judy does, what we put in place, is Judy chairs our student-athlete performance team. And basically what that team is, she oversees all the areas that basically touch our kids when they're not with their coach, is what I call it. So that's academic support, sports medicine, strength and conditioning, and also in terms of bringing in globally, our campus partners works with our counseling center. We have representatives from our counseling center that come in and are on the performance team. They meet every other week at noon. They do kind of a working brown bag lunch. Very, very successful.
But this is literally a physical facility at the north end of the field house.
It is.
And it's a great resource where the kids can go and study and do papers and everything they need to do. Of course, you've got the academic success to demonstrate, and maybe this is not the only reason for it, but it certainly has contributed to success.
I couldn't be more proud. We were fortunate to hold up 3 conference championship trophies. Seven of our programs participated in NCAA postseason this year. But the statistic, without question, that still makes me smile just talking about it here, and I know the answer, still 3.06 cumulative team grade point average. So across all of our sports, the average GPA of our teams was 3.06. That's astronomical, not because, you know, well, NCAA standards over the last 11 years with academic progress and graduation success rate, it's actually harder for a student athlete now to stay eligible and stay in school than it is for just, you know, the average student that comes to campus, goes to class, enrolls, all that, because they have to make, student athletes have to make progress toward degree. What we've essentially done from what you and I remember 10, 15, 20 years ago is eliminate the dumb jock jokes, because it's much, much harder. After 2 years, a student athlete has to have 40% of their degree completed. After 3 years, 60%, and after 4 years, 80%.
Got a lot more to talk to you about. Do you come back soon?
Absolutely. All
right.
Time.
All right. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.